It's the Mad Men DVD review.
I hope you don't mind, but we're just going to talk over the end of this. Over this, what do you reckon?
You know what? That's completely fine.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope it doesn't ramp back up and get all. I'm sure it'll be fine. What's been going on?
Not much, man. Yeah. It's been. This rain's been pretty hectic this morning.
How's the weather?
Right? Yeah. Bit blustery, bit of rain. Not too heavy though, actually. A little bit windy.
What? Not too heavy. Where have you been?
I mean,
have you been asleep?
Yeah, as guilty as I am.
Yeah. So what have you been reviewing here?
Review. Yep. This week we've got a good, actually unexpected little mini series that was released in Britain through Sky. I'm assuming it's the same Sky that we have. This one's called Patrick Melrose. And stars Benedict Cumberbatch. And it's interesting because a lot of the films that I kind of associate with Benedict Cumberbatch either are like very highly blockbuster or kind of very alternative. And this one definitely falls under the very alternative category, which is very interesting because I usually don't pick up Benedict Cumberbatch films because I'm never really sure unless I do like a big amount of research. So this was very interesting coming into it, kind of expecting it to be very different to what it was.
Yeah.
And in a good way, essentially. So the whole backstory of the film is that it's a miniseries. So it's a 5-part miniseries that kind of goes through the life of this character, Patrick Melrose. And it's actually the series is based off of some novels written by Edward St. Aubyn. I think I'm saying that right. And pretty much we see Patrick. The 5 episodes kind of go out through his life. So starting in 1982, where we see him. Pretty much his father passes away and he has to go to New York City to retrieve his father's ashes. But throughout the whole episode, we see that Patrick's heavily into drugs and heavily uses him to kind of to control his emotions and to try and, kind of understand what has happened throughout like his childhood, because we kind of understand that his father was quite abusive to him, and there's a whole lot of flashbacks and that kind of back that up throughout the first episode. And so yeah, it's really intense. The first episode's so crazy, and if you don't know what you're getting into, it's like you don't expect it, and then you're just going in and everything's happening at once. It's super intense, but it's kind of done in a weird like satirical way as well. Play fun at the whole, you know, drug taking, overdosing thing, which is kind of a bit weird, but at the same time you're kind of just like, this is really funny.
Is it also a bit surreal? Like, I remember the marketing had him sitting in a suit in a bathtub, I think, or something like that, and
yeah,
it had this sort of strange imagery around it.
The first one definitely is surreal. It definitely shows that he's lost his mind a lot when he's on drugs. He's like, he has these different personas. And you see him trashing his hotel room and just kind of slurring off different lines. It's crazy. But the first episode's very much, it reminded me of like a satirical Wes Anderson film.
Oh, right.
Which is interesting because the setup and the way it's been shot is very much symmetrical, and the color schemes is very, very vibrant and reminded me a lot of Wes Anderson, which is quite interesting. But
it's interesting that you say that, because I got the impression, again, from I've only seen the marketing, but that it was a bit gothy or a bit.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be big businessman, kind of some corporate thing.
Yeah.
It's what it looks like.
There he is on the front of the DVD.
What it looks like kind of like a mad, like a late madman style something. I don't know, but. It's completely different to what I thought it was anyway. But as we continue throughout this, the miniseries, that we have an episode where it's a full flashback of Patrick when he was younger and how his father kind of treated him. So we see a lot of that and experience. We get kind of flashbacks of that episode within the first one. So it kind of like draws the whole story together. But then throughout the whole series, we see the recurring line in the rest of the season's kind of like, because his aim is to try and get sober and to try and to try and kind of build a relationship with he has multiple flings, but kind of build a relationship with his one future wife, and to kind of get his life together essentially. But the whole line throughout the throughout the whole series is kind of like, oh, you've gone sober. What are you going to do now? Kind of thing. So that the whole idea was that he was kind of not too sure what he was doing with his life. He was just kind of taking drugs and, you know, living this crazy, fabulous life essentially. But the whole, through that, we kind of hear that line throughout the whole series, but we see from then on, he kind of interacts with his family and essentially does get off drugs and does get sober for quite a few years. That then gradually near the end of the film, a lot of events start coming up and there's family issues.
Right.
A lot of details about his father kind of come to air, and he kind of realizes this, and there's a lot of stuff that happens within his personal relationships as well, and he kind of sees himself kind of relapsing, and we kind of follow. So it's like the first episode is based in 1982 and the last one's 2005, so we see quite a bit of him changing throughout his life, which you see that at the beginning you kind of get like a little brief snapshot of where they are and, you know, the time period. So it's really interesting that they've done it kind of in this way as well.
Is it maybe that's why they cast Benedict Cumberbatch, because he's one of those weird freaks who doesn't age, you know? He's one of those actors who could be anywhere between mid-20s and 100 years old.
Yeah, definitely. And I think they definitely portrayed that in the makeup department as well.
Did they do the old CGI on the face?
No, I think they did a little bit of makeup, but enough that you could see that it was transitioned, you know. Right. It kind of supported the time period. But
right.
I mean, Benedict Cumberbatch, I think, definitely was this a perfect fill for the role for this protagonist. He's so, like, I don't even know. He's just so eccentric, and he plays the role so well, and just really, really draws you in.
I'm seeing on the cover lots of five stars. There's a whole bunch of five stars.
There's a bunch of five. I think they're all UK-based printing places and and online publications. I would definitely give it a 5-star.
Wow.
And even I would probably need to watch it again, because I feel like there's a whole lot of different elements that you just miss the first time.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
And I only got to watch it for one time through, because it is 5 hours. It's quite long.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it again. My flatmates got really into it as well.
Cool.
And they were all surprised.
Is it a kind of group watchy thing? Like,
I
you
think
can watch it all together.
I watched it with my flatmates, and I watched the last couple by myself. But they definitely, I think the experience was definitely enhanced as a collective.
Is it the kind of thing that you can discuss afterwards and pull different bits out?
Yeah, I think we definitely had like a bit of feedback. I know we had breaks in between each episode, but there's definitely like a bit of feedback that you can give, and a bit of like I guess like not really de-stressing, but just kind of like understanding what's happened.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend this to watch it in a group, and then maybe by yourself later on.
Right.
It is quite intense though. I think if you're into Wes Anderson and then also don't really mind a lot of drug use and a lot of very intense sexual and like suicidal themes, then this will be cool for you. Because it definitely is very kind of out of the blue satirical comedy, quote unquote, because it is a drama, but there is a lot of, it's just so funny.
Right.
Well, Benedict Cumberbatch makes all these kind of dry.
We've got a phone call on the line, Kitty. Sorry. Hello, caller.
Oh, hi, Chris. It's Laura.
Oh, hey, Laura. What are you up to?
I'm down at
you're on the air, by the way. I'm not just
good. Oh, good. Yeah, no, I'm down at Greyland Park Festival.
Oh, yeah.
I told you. I said, oh, look, I'm just going to go have a look and see what's happening. I put on my giant poncho, and I was right. There's lots of people without shoes on.
Oh, sweet. Oh, are there lots of people down there?
There could be more.
Yeah, okay, well,
come on, everybody.
Come on
down.
Get on down there. Cheers,
it's not,
Laura.
It's not that windy, and it's not even raining that much, and there's lots of stall holders here.
Oh, lovely.
I just had tasted some beautiful olive oil from Arnie Pack.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, no, it's not. Everyone needs to come down. It's definitely on.
Get down there. Put some olive oil on you. You know, that's a waterproofing system. There we go. A live update from the field from Laura Biding Citizen. Cheers, Laura.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
Head down to the Greyland Fest.
Bear the weather, everyone.
Anyway. Dress appropriately.
Mm.
So, 5 Cumberbatches out of 5 Cumberbatches.
Supposedly, yeah. According to many a news printing.
We have a copy of the DVD to give away.
We have a copy to give away. And to win this one, of course, Simplicity B card must be in hand.
Yes.
The question that you must answer is a true or false one, actually. True or false, was Benedict Cumberbatch voted Britain's sexiest man alive?
All right, to win a copy of Patrick Melrose was... what's his name?
Was Benedict Cumberbatch voted Britain's sexiest man alive?
There we are. All you have to do... Oh, I've got a caller on the line. Hello, caller, you are on the air.
Could I say true?
You could say it.
You could say it, and so you'd be right, of course.
Oh, wow.
Wow. There you go. There you go.
Good chance.
I mean, did you know that? Are you a big Cumberbatch fan?
I'm a little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit, yeah. I'm sort of, you know, not totally, but, you know.
You're not whole, you're not just all the way in on Cumberbatch?
Not totally, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, that's fine. Maybe you'll be more into him after this. After this. Are you, right. Have you got your card?
I have.
Oh, phew.
Yes, I've got my card.
All right, excellent. Would you please just hold the line, sir, and we'll grab your details. Well, there we go.
Awesome. There we go. Easy as that, everyone.
Easy as that. It was that easy. And I'm sorry to everyone that missed out, but go and check it out. It sounds like it's a good watch.
It's a good one. I think there potentially might be this might be streaming on some sort of New Zealand Netflix-y thing. I think Neon, maybe. But, man, just buy the DVD.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you, Madman. Yeah.
Cheers, Madman. Thank you very much. Cheers, Kiria, for coming in.
No problem.
On this wet, wet day.
Ah, mate, it's fine. It's all for the movies, really.
I'm in it for the movies.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.